Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, family, we are on a series. We're on a series, and it's called On the Mark, Reset, Go. Repositioning to live your best life now. Now, family, I need you to know that today is one of those days that the Spirit of the Lord must take full control here at Power. You know, I need you to understand that when you're very clear on your assignment, it has nothing to do with how you feel, but everything to do with obedience. If God gives you the strength to just wake up another day, that is the clue, the only clue that you need to keep going. Now, the mark is for us to fulfill what God has told us to do. You know exactly what that is until you get up and start moving. It would always concern. That's the reason why he gave us our gifts. And so today's scripture is going to be out of the book of Romans. It's coming out of the book of Romans, and the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. And we have to understand that first we asked God earlier on that he would give us the wisdom that we may count the days. We don't know the day nor the hour. And even right now, as I am pushing through on today, dealing with something that makes that scripture so real. We don't know the day nor the hour, so you better work like you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that one day you will no longer be able to work. But when you do stop working, that means you're going to be our Father, and we're going to be able to have to answer. He's the only one that is the true judge. We've got to get some help from the Lord today, and this word that God has given us is going to be extremely powerful, and many of us don't recognize the power in the word of God, because if we did, no one would have to drag you to adhere to it. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made. And we're so glad, oh dear Lord, that we're here in the land of the living. But dear Lord, right now we ask you, oh Father God, to show us how to be alive. Lord, that you have come, allowing your son, Jesus Christ, to die for us to have an abundant life. Let so many of our people are living beneath their means, even in the spirit realm, oh dear Lord, as we're interceding on their behalf. I ask that your Holy Spirit take full reign here at Power Start Your Day as he lifts every single person up, even the ones who don't know that he's here, even though he is. Dear Lord, let their spirit be awakened right now in the name of Jesus. Let them go deeper, casting their nets deeper on today, oh Father God. Let them search you and seek you like never before, oh dear Lord. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your spirit spirit, oh Father God, has given us the strength and wisdom on today, and even the courage to pursue what it is that you've had for us to do since before we were formed in our mother's womb. On this day, oh dear Lord, agreement with the covenant to get all that you've had for us. But we know the only way is through Jesus Christ, and it's through you that we will be able to have the hope enough to push through, oh Father God. Through any pain to get to the mark. On today, we're asking you to show us how to reset before we go. Let us be very clear what it is you'd have to say to your people on today. Let the instructions be extremely clear as to how to reset so that we can start living our best life now. All right, family, we got to seal this prayer with the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that this word will not just be removed from us. We will have an unction to get to moving on today. You know, when we talk about asking God to teach us to number our days, and I know some of you guys are still on the answer, and just the idea that you know how many days you have. I'm sitting here right now, and just as yesterday, moving throughout the day on full assignment, I had such a pulling and a tugging in my spirit. And at first I thought, because I have so many people who have had challenges in their life, issues in their life, and I'm saying, Lord God, all what am I supposed to do in these areas? And I know there's distance in the spirit, so of course prayer is what you need to do. And as soon as you spent a lot of time with my mom on yesterday, that's our me time, as she's helping me get my hair together and all those different things. And all I can tell you is that it became, you know, prevalent to me about the days and the numbers. For the very first time, I could see that my mom is aging. She's going to be coming 70 years old. She still looks good. I can see it. And as the oldest daughter, and I can go back, and I'm realizing that time is not waiting for anybody. And then later on, my mom texted me, as we were together majority of the day, and she texted me, call me back, and to hear that they had to resuscitate my brother, and he is now in ICU recovering from a heart attack, 51 years old. And I got to ask, are you paying attention? Why is it taking you so long to go? Many of us need a reset. We talked about how God has been giving his people instructions so long, setting the stage for everybody to have the come up, to be prosperous. That's why his son died for it. That's what his son died for. He was very clear. I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly, better than what you're having now. But still now, we are still in the wilderness. Now, as we read this word on today, Romans 15 and 13, I need you guys to pay attention, because there's no mistaking on why this scripture begins with the word now again. It says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Are you excited? Experiencing that no matter what? But this is the way you get to this: in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read that one more time, because God had me capitalize the word now. Capitalize the word in believing. This is how you're going to get to your joy and peace. But by the power of the Holy Spirit. We got to press reset. And I'm talking about some things that I'm very clear that God has said, the things that we do need to reset. I got to read this scripture one more time for us. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that You bound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time to reset. Reset means to set again, to adjust so that something is ready to work. Things that we need to adjust so that we can go to work. Our mindset, first and foremost, many a times we're making the things that are easy hard and things that are hard easy. It's easy for you to sit in complacency even though your life is hard, when it should be easier for us to get up each and every day to serve so that we're making lives for others easier, and therefore now we can begin to have hope and peace. Most people are just miserable with their life because they never made a conscious decision to do the thing that would make them happy. You know that you taking your spot at the top will release some things, because at the end of the day, it's not only for you. When you have more than enough, at least now you can help those who are in need. If you have more than enough, even in your spirit, no matter what, like if I was totally depleted in the spirit, there's no way I could be here to still do what God's told me to do, no matter what. I made a commitment first to God that if I have the breath, if I wake up, I'm going to do what he told me to do concerning his people. Do you have the courage enough? We make it very easy to make excuses. As I'm up and I'm praying for my brother and going on, after we're done here, to go by his side, does that give me permission to do what God has told me to do? There are many of you guys who maybe you might not have had a physical heart attack, but you had a spiritual heart attack, and that's what's stopping you from doing what God has told you to do. And what I need you to do is press reset. It's all about our perspective, our attitude. When we begin to realize that it's not all about me, you need to say that right now. It's not all about me, but it's about them. Well, who's them? The people who you're not helping, the people who you are so wrapped up into everything that you have going on that you can't be the solution for anyone else at this time in your life. It's time to press reset. Your gifts and your talents and your resources are not for you. You say, well, I don't have a lot, because God says that let's see how faithful you are over a little bit before I give you much. The answers are all there, family. It's time to press reset. We're not concerned today on why you're not doing what you should be doing. We're pressing reset because now is the time to start doing what you should be doing. And I'm talking about now. While we're on the line, you should now automatically be starting to write down what are those things that you know you should be doing, you haven't done. Are you sure you have tomorrow? Are you sure? We get wrapped up in this 24 hours giving, and we just keep wasting it and wasting it and wasting it every single day. Yesterday, I'm fed up. You have me screaming from the mountaintop, Lord, and they still are deaf. What it is that you have them to do, they're still deaf. They're blind to the opportunity that they have. Everything is still so fuzzy. Can you clear it up for me so I can clear it up for them? It's time to reset. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what happened a minute ago. It's time that get up today and count all your drama joy and get to work. Reposition yourself now so you can start having your best life, because it doesn't matter. We talk the cliche, tomorrow's not promised. This is a truth. Your next hour isn't promised. This is a truth. We know what the mark is. It's helping people. You still not clear. I just cleared it up for you. Helping people. How many did you help yesterday? How many were you concerned about yesterday? Was that person only number one? Yourself? It was so hard for you to get up and get 20 no's or get 30 no's just so you can get to the one person life that you can change or save. That's so hard. But your life ain't easy. Guys, let's press reset. I'm not opening up the call on this morning. No complaining. No complacency. Get consistent. Make it where someone can depend on you. Making that first someone that can depend on you, God Almighty. Time to press reset. I don't know about you, but I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I don't know about you, but I'm on fire. God bless you guys. Let's make it happen.